Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.
Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. You can't. Not on this mic. Well, you gotta have a big screen. Amen. Amen, everyone. Grace and peace. And tonight is the Feast of Tabernacles. Hallelujah. It is the Feast of Ingathering. Forgive me. tonight is the last night of the feast season until the Passover. And this is the feast when the God of Israel decide that who's going to be there in the kingdom and who is not. That's the thing. That's the next question. And it's for us to decide whether or not we want to be there with them. So this is a really important feast day. And so much that he said, I need all your males there. Because all your males is going to represent the entire creation standing before me in the judgment. And you better have some fruit, because he said this. He said, do not appear before me empty. Do not appear before me empty. If you do, you're going to find yourself with an express ticket to the lake of fire. Now, that don't necessarily mean all dope fiends and drunkards and sinners are not going to get in. Because just because you're a sinner, and that's those that sin against the commandments of God, they will be judged according to their works as well as us. God willing, we're trying to come up in the first resurrection. That's our goal. That's our object, is to come up in the first resurrection. Nothing short of that. Anything else? Oh, my God, man, you do not... We do not want to stand in the judgment. Amen. So if I can ask my brothers and sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem, and brothers, if you can uncover your head as we approach the Father, and sisters, if you can uncover your head as we approach the Father, that's good.
Okay, baby.
Kind of busy, but okay. It's different.
This one is yours.
But thank you. As we approach the Father, amen. And what happened to the butterfly that I bought you?
I don't remember that butterfly.
Yeah.
You sure you bought me?
I bought you a gold butterfly.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, with all that being said, We're going to stand and face Jerusalem and approach God. Amen?
Amen.
I can't untangle that.
That's fine. You got coffee? I'm going
to
give
them
a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're ready today.
Okay.
All right. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, have mercy and send forth thy Holy Spirit and give us a month. And send forth thy Holy Spirit and send forth both physical and spiritual blessings upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and consciousness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit. And give us a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them too a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All praises to the Most High God of God of Israel. Amen. Well, we're going to get started, and those of us that have access to Facebook, we're finna get ready to go live, and we hope and pray that our family,
is this okay, because this feels so weird.
I know.
This is how it's going, but we're just going to flow with it.
They got to work with it now. You're already there. No turning back now. Ain't no turning back now, baby. So, mm-hmm. All right.
Oh,
well,
here I come. I'm just pouring this Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's going to look like a beer.
Baby, it's a Mountain. Why would you say that? I don't care what they think.
I mean, it is a feast day. I'm not saying that you can't have a sizzle.
It's not a beer.
But it is a feast day. Not those that we sit down and we come together like some of us have earlier. Or even some of us will. Oh, no, that's not going to look like a beer. Yeah, I couldn't
it's
get that.
Not a beer.
I know.
Okay.
That do look like a Mountain Dew.
It is a Mountain Dew. What are you talking about?
All right, good. Come on over here so I can go live.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just telling you.
Right.
Starfish is doing a lot of stuff.
I know. Come on over here.
Okay.
That's all good.
Wait.
It is all
everything,
good.
Everything me slapping myself.
Okay. Yeah, well, you already know.
I need to see.
Only thing I'm reading from here is set.
I know, but.
Okay. That's the only thing I'm getting out of the definitions today is set.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, you ready, babe?
So ready.
All right, let's. And so now we're going to include our brothers and sisters on Facebook Live.
Okay.
Amen. And those of us that's around the world that's listening to us, you can find us at Job Israel and Rhea Serene Israel on Facebook, all right, so that you too can also tune in and let us know that you're from that area. So that, and then, you know, please, especially if you're in Myanmar, please let me know how to say that word correctly. All right, let's get started. Okay. Amen. So, we want to say welcome also our family on Facebook. Praise God. Now, we are here tonight. Tonight is the Feast of Ingathering. That is the feast of, that's actually the last feast in the creation. It's the last feast of God in his feast season until the Passover. Hey, baby. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
You want to get that thing and put that up there?
No.
You good?
I'm good. I'm trying to get these tassels together. I feel, you know that video, she said, I'm Puerto Rican. I feel the Puerto Rican. I feel the Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican.
You got to put that up.
Wait.
You got to put that up, man. That little girl is dumb.
I'm trying to do all this
busy.
And everything is like falling. So bear with me.
I feel like I'm Puerto Rican.
I said Puerto Rican. And she's doing her wig like that. Okay, so.
She's adorable. Though.
She's so adorable. But yeah. Let's
but we are dealing with the end gathering, man, the last feast of the feast calendar. And, you know, all these other feasts have everything to do with the coming up of the saints.
Amen.
To be honest about it, all the other feasts is the coming up of the saints. But the end gathering is the end of the world. That's why it's called the end gathering. Hey, Marsha, grace and peace.
Oh, shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
We love you.
We love you. We'll see you in a few days.
You better come with the goods,
yeah,
man.
We need
if
the
you
goods.
Don't come with the goods,
we'll
you're
you.
On the block list.
Block Honda.
No, I'm just kidding,
we
baby.
We love you.
Yeah,
but
we'll
be
there.
We'll be there
sometime next week.
Friday.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So make sure you bring everything we need. The end gathering is the last feast of the Lord, and it's the feast of the world. It's not the feast of the saints. The saints is the Passover, unleavened, first fruits, or the feast of weeks, or the Pentecost, the wave offering, of course, the forgotten feast. Nobody keep the wave offering because we've been told that's not important, and there's no priest. Then why are we keeping the other ones? Then the memorial blowing the trumpets, that's also a feast of the saints. And then the tabernacle, which is another feast of the saints. But this one here is for the world.
Amen.
That's why it's one. It's one for the world. Amen. So with that being said, let's get started, babe. Let's start this in Leviticus chapter 23. In verse 1, Leviticus 23:1, when you receive it, read.
Leviticus 23:1 reads, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy, convocations, even these are my feasts.
So now we see that these are holy convocations, these are gatherings, right? So the thing is that the Lord is going to gather his saints.
Mm-hmm.
We're not camp building, we're saint building. And that's the whole idea. If your ministry ain't about gathering saints, you're in the wrong business. Why? Because you're not building saints. You're building mini-me's or, you know, glory unto yourself. You know, which is sad because a lot of us get lost in that conversation or get lost in the purpose. Amen. The purpose is the building of the saints or the first resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3 reads, bear with me.
Yeah. Truly bear with me.
Okay. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein.
Yes.
It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings.
I don't care if you're in a submarine, if you're on top of Antarctica or Siberia, you know, it doesn't matter, man. It is the Sabbath day.
Amen.
If you're in Kenya, it's the Sabbath day. If you're in a submarine, it's still the Sabbath
Amen.
Day. So if you're in a space pod or a space station, it's still a Sabbath day.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 4 reads, these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their season.
Now we're going to proclaim the ingathering. Skip down to 33 and continue.
Amen. Verse 33 reads,
yes, ma'am.
There we go. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be an holy convocation unto you. And ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work. So you still have that connection.
No, I got it. No, someone's
calling you.
No, it's impossible.
That's not impossible.
Yeah, it is, because I have my do not disturb on.
No, that I just saw your phone ringing. It's okay.
Who was? Someone,
I don't know.
Better not be none of mine.
It's none of mine.
Better not be none of mine. Mine.
And you're connected to that boom box, so we're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, well, it's off now.
Amen. So you want me to read 36?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So 36 reads, 7
Whoever
days.
Whoever called me doing this lesson, shame on you. Read on.
They know better. Okay. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It shall be an holy convocation unto you. And ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no sober work therein.
Solemn, man. So solemn. This 8 day is a solemn assembly. It's a different, you know what? You know, I'm going to look this word up.
Okay.
I got to look this one up. So we got two definitions tonight.
Okay.
One is solemn, and one is set, right? Right now we're going to do the solemn.
See, it's solemn.
Yes. We're going to do solemn assembly. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Are you doing solemn or solemn?
Solemn.
Okay.
Okay.
Read it, baby.
When you receive it, read.
I read it. I thought you were going to read it.
Okay. You got it? Let me see what you got.
Because every time we're always getting
to yeah, we want to make sure we're on the same page.
That's right. Make sure we're on the same page.
Okay.
So that's what I have. It says serious and dignified.
Yep, that's it. That's
like
the baby.
Earnest, serious.
Stop. I told you about that. Read on.
Solemn, serious, and dignified. Showing or behaving with dignified restraint and earnestness.
So this feast here is serious. It's not about, you know, us turning it up.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about us, you know, having a good time and all. It said this one here is serious.
Amen.
This ain't just any feast. This one is very, very serious.
Amen.
Continue.
And it also reads, let's go down,
mm-hmm.
number two, perform with full ceremony.
That's right, full ceremony.
Full
it's going to be complete. Continue.
Made with deep sincerity or invoking the force of religion.
Invoking mm-hmm. force of the law. It's going to invoke the law.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be that serious that it's no question about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Then it says dark or undecorated.
Look ahead. Ain't got all them fizzes on it. Ain't got all the, hey, so happy this, that, and happy that.
Okay.
It's a dark
wow.
and undecorated. The end gathering is about the world. It's not
Ooh.
About the saints. All the other feasts is about the saints. The Passover is about the saints. The 15th day is about the saints. The wave offering is about the saints. The Feast of Weeks is about the saints. The Memorial Born of the Trumpets is about the saints.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tabernacles is about the saints. The end gathering is about the world. It's the
wow.
end of the world and their conversation before God and Christ. Read on.
Ooh. Okay, baby.
Read on. Read the adjective.
Okay. Adjective. It says characterized or marked by seriousness or sincerity.
Ain't no plan.
Mm-hmm.
Serious and sincerity.
Sincerity.
If you're in a judgment, you know, it's like you before a judge in this world
mm-hmm.
and you facing life or freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't sitting up here talking about make white castles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the last thing on your mind.
Amen.
You hoping and praying that you can get up out of here.
That's right.
Read on.
That's right. Then it reads, what, baby?
Scoot over a little
Papa.
Bit. Just a little bit.
You want me to get up?
Yeah, crowding me out, man.
These
okay, that's fine. That's fine. Just stay where you at. Just stay where you at. Just read on.
Are
Come
you
on.
Sure?
We can be together.
No, you
We can be together.
Don't get me, and these fringes are all over the place.
Don't
get me started.
It.
Okay.
You
so
got
we
you.
Can be together now.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Ahead.
Let the wife learn from
That's right.
At home. Okay.
Come on now. What does solemn mean?
So it says characterized are marked by seriousness or sincerity. And then it says characterized by pomp, ceremony, or formality.
That's right.
It says serious, gloom, or pompous.
It's glum.
It's glum?
It's no party in this.
Serious glum or pompous.
It's no partying in this.
Okay.
You see that? Look it up for yourself.
Amen.
It's no partying in the eighth day.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Okay. This is recircling. Then it also states number five, perform religious ceremony.
Uh-huh.
And then six, gloomy or sombre.
Gloomy and sombre. That is, man, you know,
sombre.
You it ain't no plan with this.
Uh-huh.
None whatsoever. Go right into the adjectives right here. You got that?
Okay.
Go ahead. Read that for me.
Grave, mirthless.
It's grave. It ain't no mirth in this.
Ooh.
Are we listening?
Jesus.
There ain't about that. Read
Jesus.
On.
Okay, after that it states somberly sedate or profound.
Look, man, when you come up, if you come up with a resurrection,
mm-hmm.
this whole conversation to you is going to be hypnotic because you're going to think you in a dream.
Mm.
You're going to think you dreaming. You're going to
okay.
think that this can't be true.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Amen. The next one states, serious artist of a formal or ceremonious character.
Yes.
Made in due legal or other express form.
He bringing forth the law. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
There go Eric Jackson. There you go.
Okay,
read on.
Baby.
Read
right.
on.
And then shalom, Eric Jackson. Marked or observed with religious rites.
Now. Not to keep digging and digging and digging, mm-hmm. but just look at this word for yourself. The eighth day isn't about partying. It ain't about a bunch of high fives. Mm-hmm. It's about the reflection of the great white throne judgment, which isn't about celebration or high fives. The eighth day is the last day of the feast. That is to say, that's the feast of the world. Okay. And the world is going to be gathered before God in Christ. Amen? And Christ is going to judge the world. God forbid that any one of us who have foreknowledge end up in that conversation.
Right.
You know. Why I say that? Because the saints are not going to stand in the judgment. The saints will not stand in the judgment.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 18, one, verse 1. Yeah. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1.
Okay.
And I need you to read all of that, because reason why I wanted to read all of it is because the priest is going to be there at the judgment. That is, those of us that come up in the first resurrection is going to be there in the judgment. In the judgment. We're going to see it. Christ is going to do the judging, but we're going to be a witness.
Okay.
According to the things that are done according to the law. So that's why all the priests is here. All of them. That represent every last one of us. God see fit to come up in the first resurrection. Read.
Amen. Nehemiah chapter 8, correct?
Yes,
verse
ma'am.
1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate.
Yes, ma'am.
And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month.
There we go. There go the memorial blowing of the trumpets. That belongs to the saints. You see, the seventh trump sound, here come the saints. Amen. The seventh trump sound, here come the tabernacles. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, read on.
Verse 3, and he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood that's Matthiah, and Shema, and Ananiah, and Urijah, and Hilkiah, and Messiah, and his right hand, and on his left hand, Pediah and Mishael and Malchiah and Hashem and Hashabadana and Zechariah and Mishalom. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up.
There you go. That's what represents the priest.
Right.
Jesus is the priest of the Most High God. He is Melchizedek. And what's going to happen when he opens the books? All the people is going to rise up.
Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Everyone from Cain until now is going to rise up. And the reason why I say Cain until now is because Cain is representing, he was the firstborn of Adam. Right? So from Cain, it's Adam and Eve is coming up in the first resurrection. You can miss me on that one. But Cain until now is going to stand before God. Read on.
Amen. Verse 6. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground.
Look at here. Every knee is going to bow.
That's right.
To the name of the Lord. Every knee is going to bow. I don't care how hard you think. I mean, my dude, Macho Man Randy Savage, was my favorite wrestler. Man, Macho Man was the joint. But he going to stand before God. And his knee is going to bow before the true and living God. That's all to it. Every knee is going to bow.
Mm-hmm.
The law and the testimony. We cannot, we will not call the law a lie.
That's right, baby.
Read on.
Amen. Let's see, verse 7. Also Jeshua.
There go Jesus.
Bani and Sherebiah, Jamin, Akab, Sabbathai, Hojiah, Messiah.
How come we seeing all these names
Azariah,
in this?
Jazabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law.
They go to priests.
Caused the people to understand the law.
There go Joseph.
And the people stood in their place.
There you go. So now when he opened up the book, the people rose up. That represented us waking up from the dead. God forbid that we shall wake up in the second resurrection, because if we wake up in the second resurrection, there was found something in us not to come up in the first. Mm-hmm. Let's just hope and pray that it's not enough for us to end up in a lake of fire. Shalom, Israelite. Peace to you and your family, household, man. Shalom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's skip down, okay? Let's skip down, because we know that the memorial blowing of the trumpets is a feast day. And if you've been following these precepts, we've been bringing you up to this point. If you've been, it's not that we've been lining up like against these other super camps and all that nonsense. We ain't there for that. We've been lining people up for this moment, you know, so that you can understand where you are and where things are. You see what I'm saying? So let's look at that. Skip down to...
So I just want to read this real quick. So Mr. Tate, Joseph Tate said, peace family, I need clarity on the duties the Lord commend us to keep here in Leviticus 23, verses 33 through 37, the law. The eighth day, right?
That's where we at. That's where we at. And that's exactly where we are. Okay, so now we finna get into this eighth day. Now, remember now, we're reading the priest. Leviticus isn't to the congregation. Leviticus is to the Levites. They're the ones that are in the know.
Right.
They're in the know. So when he talked to Levi, he's not talking to them like they don't know what they talk. Like I'm talking to Rhea, and I'll tell her about Isaiah 66 and 15. She better know where I'm coming from. Because I'm talking to her in the know.
Okay.
Leviticus chapter 23 is to the priests. Those things belong to them. They are those that are in the know. Okay. Exodus chapter 12 is to the entire congregation. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and Numbers as well are to the congregation. But when he read Levi, he's talking to the priests. Understand that when you read the book of Leviticus, those things belong to the priests. That's not to the entire congregation. He's talking to Levi that are going to administer those things for the people and to the people. That's why you got sacrifices mentioned there, because Levi presented those things. Amen. Okay. Let's understand the books that we're reading. You know, we just willy-nilly like running through this thing like it's, you know, it's like a fairy tale, man. No, this got order.
Amen.
It got plenty of order.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Where are we?
I just read Nehemiah 8, 1 through 18. Well, oh. No. I'm at verse 8.
Okay, you at verse 8?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's skip down, because he started talking about keeping the Feast of the Trumpets. And don't be crying because you done heard the Lord is going to come back and tear up the world and all of that. Mm-hmm. And that's not a new conversation. It's if you look or if you've been following this precept, you know that the trumpets are serious. And that it's about the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And not only did the priests know about it, like he's talking about the seven trumpets going to be blown and the heavens going to be open and God is going to come back and peel his earth back with a brand new planet, right? He's going to peel them back a brand new one. But Adam and Eve knew about it. Enoch knew about it. Noah knew about it. Abraham knew about it, so don't count this thing strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's skip down to verse 18, because we was reading in the first day of the seventh month, which is the trumpets. Mm-hmm. Now, here they come. This is Levi. Let me reiterate, this is Levi, not the people. This is Levi with the books of Moses. They didn't have the King James Version. They had his books.
That's right.
Read on.
Okay, you want me to go down to?
13.
Okay. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 13 reads, "And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month."
See that? Now, this is that conversation. Mm-hmm. Why? Because 7 days we will be in flesh and blood. Okay. The booths represent our flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. But the eighth day, all of us is coming out the flesh. All of us. That's why I said the eighth day represent the ingathering of the planets. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Amen. Verse 15. "And that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth into the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and the branches of thick trees, to make booths as it is written."
Continue.
"So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, everyone upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under their booths. For since the days of Jeshua," is it Jeshua?
Yes, ma'am.
"The son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness."
Now, they did this for 7 days, right?
Yes, sir.
They feast for 7 days. They was turning it up for 7 days. Here come the eighth day.
Amen.
Right? Here come the eighth day. Read on.
And verse 18 reads, "Also day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read in the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. On the eighth day was a solemn assembly according unto the manner."
Gloom. Mm-hmm. Ain't no plan. Ain't no decorations. Mm-hmm. Ain't none of that. All that stuff was done away with. Here come the eighth. Here come the conversation of the judgment. Here come this conversation. This conversation passed everything else. If you believe in God, then you know there's a judgment. And I'm going to tell you this. If you don't believe in God, you better. Why? Because 1 + 1 = 2.
Amen.
That's right. 1 + 1 = 3. Bring judgment. So we are witness to ourselves what's right and wrong. Come on now.
Amen.
I don't want to hear that. Well, why God let people do this and do that? Well, give them your free will and turn it to a robot. Mm-hmm. Turn it to a toaster. That's really what happens. If you give up free will, you turn it to a toaster. You have no choice. You plug the toast up, you put the toast in, and it pops up. You don't get a choice in nothing.
You do with the toast. You can put it set in 1, 2.
You
three,
set
four,
it.
Five.
Okay. The toaster don't set itself. Okay. You see, but free will, you get to make choices.
Amen.
The angels made choices.
Amen.
They're gonna stand in judgment too, just like we are. And they're going to be found worthy to get into the kingdom or no. You know, I'm not saying they're going to be held at a higher accountability, which they should be, because they was there with God. They seen God. They know that there is a God, right? But still, they are going to stand in the judgment. And if they stand in the judgment, that means that they have an opportunity to make it through it.
Amen.
That don't mean, hey, you standing in the judgment and then you just cut off. Mm-hmm. That's not judgment. That means you have a chance.
Amen.
So not every angel fell from heaven is moving like Satan.
That's right.
Some of them is like, I'm going to be still.
Amen. Real still.
Real still. Like you and I. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 1. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 16 and verse 1. We're reading the law. As we can see, the Levites had a series. They feast for 7 days, and on the eighth day, no plan.
No plan.
No plan whatsoever. Deuteronomy 16 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Deuteronomy 16 and 1 reads, observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night.
Now, this is the first feast of the Lord, the Passover.
Okay.
Right? This is the first one. That's the one we had kept in April of this year. Right? Now, we at the last feast, mm-hmm. which is the ingathering. The Passover represent God passing over our sins if we stand in here. The Passover represent God passing over our sins if we come up in the first resurrection.
Mm. Amen. Are we listening?
Are we listening? Read on.
Amen. Deuteronomy 16 and 2 reads, thou shalt therefore sacrifice a Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there.
Continue.
Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it.
So that's the first day of unleavened bread, because you can't eat leavened bread with the Passover. Once you take the Passover, it's a wrap. So the first day of unleavened bread is the Passover.
Amen.
Anybody tell you, oh, look, the New Testament talking about the first day of unleavened bread is a misprint, then why should I believe anything written? Because it's written in four different places in the New Testament. No, I take that back. Even Paul quoted it. So if it's all wrong, then what's to give me any, if I'm a man of reason, why would I reason anything in a book to be true?
Hmm.
Understand me when I say this. So if anybody going to sit up here and tell you that the Passover in the New Testament, when it's plain, is telling you that the Passover isn't the first day of unleavened bread, and is saying that it is, and telling you it's a misprint, am I going to trust this man? Am I going to trust this book? I, for one, I'm going to trust the book.
Amen.
Because that man don't have a kingdom or a lake of fire for me.
Amen.
Read on.
All right. Deuteronomy 16 and verse
3.
Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith.
So that's when you begin to count unleavened therewith, the Passover. You count 7 days from there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Case in point. Read on.
Even the bread of affliction, for thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste.
That's the first, that's the second resurrection. Why? You came out of this flesh in a twinkling of an eye, in haste, in a moment.
Amen.
You're going to change over.
Right.
And you, and if God pass over your sins, you there.
Amen.
Read on.
Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction.
Continue.
For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life.
Continue.
Verse 4, and there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days. Neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at evening remain all night into the morning.
Now you got to find me a feast. Mm-hmm. You got to find me a sacrifice, because when I read Exodus, it says the Passover can't remain until the morning. Now if this is another sacrifice that can't remain until the morning, then it says here, which thou sacrifice the first day at evening shall not remain until the morning. Now, this is the law. Duh. I'm there. I'm like, the Passover is like right here in my face. Mm-hmm. This is the law.
Amen.
I ain't playing with that.
Amen.
Ain't a man on this planet can have me think anything otherwise. Because it says it here. Oh, you got to find me a sacrifice on the 15th day that can't remain until the morning. Mm-hmm. I'll wait. Not too long. I'll wait till you find it. And I bet you I'll still be waiting. Yeah, I'm one of them dudes. I really like to make people think of themselves. Because if you think of yourself, that'll give you reason for pause.
Amen.
Right? Right. Let's skip down to verse 13 and continue.
Amen. Deuteronomy 16 and verse 13 reads, thou shalt observe the feast of the tabernacles 7 days.
There it is again. Not eight. Seven.
7 days.
Read on.
After that, thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine.
Yes.
And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless. And the widow that are within that gate.
Who ain't mentioned? Go read that Exodus chapter 9 again. Chapter 20 and 9 and see who isn't mentioned there either.
Can you say the wife?
The wife. Mm. She isn't mentioned.
Why do you think she's not mentioned?
Well, there's no law. Mm-hmm. There is no transgression.
Okay.
Right? Right. Read on.
Verse 15, 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy increase and on all thy works, all the works of thine hands. Therefore shalt thou surely rejoice.
Now when you hear 7 days from God, you got to hear 7 days in this light, 1,000 years, right? So we not listening to this in a 7-day increment. We're listening in his conversation. So from Adam to Jesus and from Jesus to now is 6 days. We're coming up on the 7th day. And God said he going to bless us for 7 days. Why? Because it's still going to be flesh and blood on the planet, even in the 7th day. Okay. And on the 8th day, everybody is peeled back. Ain't no flesh and blood then. Read on.
Amen. Deuteronomy 16 and 16 read.
Yes, ma'am.
3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty.
Now look at here. He said 3 times a year, right? In the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now ask yourself, Jesus is Jehovah here. I am Melchizedek. What feast did he appear in? The Passover. He kept the Passover. On the 15th day, he was not there. So if the 15th day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the first day of Unleavened Bread, then he broke his own law because he wasn't. But what did he say? I must keep this feast with my disciples.
Amen.
Because it is the law that all males must appear before the Father. Why? Because those that come up in the first resurrection, he's going to pass over your sin. You are going to appear before the Father. The Feast of the Weeks would represent the first fruit. You're going to appear before the Father in the Feast of Tabernacles. Those that are changed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In the 7th month at the trumpets, right, are going to appear before the Father.
Amen.
That's why all the males had to be there, because we represent the entire creation or world of people.
Listening. Amen.
Read on. Read that 16 again.
I'm going to read 16 again.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 16 and 16. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord.
You better have some fruit. You better have some works.
Amen.
You better have some fruits of the Spirit. You better have some works to go with that fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's what that about. He said, you better not come before him empty. You ain't got no works. You ain't got no fruits of the Spirit. And you think you finna get into this joint. You ain't finna. It ain't happening.
Mm.
All right?
Okay.
Let's pay attention to that. Read on. That's not there as, you know, like, yeah, I'm bringing some food and some drink or some green or whatever. It's not about that. No, it's about your work.
Your works, baby.
Read on.
Deuteronomy 16 and 17 reads, every man shall give as he is able.
Because every last one of us have to give according to the measure that God has given us. Like Jesus, he was given without measure, right? So Paul did his portion. Peter did his. All of us got to give according to our measure. So we got to produce. That's that conversation is we appearing before God. He said, where the fruit at on this tree? It's been here for 3.5 years. It ain't nothing popping. What's going on with that? Cut it down. That's the Father, Jesus coming in, the mediator between God and Christ, between us. And he said, give it another year. I'll work on it.
Amen.
And if it don't produce fruit after the fourth year, you're done. So we better have some fruit before God and Christ.
Amen.
You better not hear. Appear before God in Christ empty. We better not appear in the great white throne judgment in the first place, those of us that got foreknowledge. And secondly, if we do, we better not appear before him empty.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Matthew's chapter 13 and 24. Yes, ma'am. Matthew's 13 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
When you receive it, read.
Verse 1.
13 and 24.
I went to 24. 13 and verse 24. Thank you. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 24 reads, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Yes, ma'am.
But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? And when they had tares, he said unto them, an enemy hath done this.
Yes.
The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, least while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them.
Right. Because the tares is in mimicking the righteous. The tares is mimicking those that are really trying to serve God. But they're not. They are called the ungodly. They are the hypocrites. Mm. They the tares. They are the ones that's trying to play like they serving God, and they not.
Mm.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 30. Let both grow together into the harvest.
See?
Amen.
They in the camp. They in the congregation. They in the Lord's harvest. They were called. They're called. But the difference is between the tares and the wheat is that the tares became the ungodly.
Wow.
They're now the ungodly.
Were they once godly?
They were once godly. They was once wheat. But now they the ungodly. Now they're not coming up in the first resurrection. They coming up in the end gathering. Mm-hmm. At the end of the world, at the last harvest. Are we listening? Read on.
Amen. 30 again. Matthew 13 and 30. Let both grow together into the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn.
See the difference? He said, now the reapers, let me re-enter them. Our babies, see her there? Now, there go the reapers. The reapers are the angels.
Amen.
The tares are the ungodly. They are they that know God and chose not to follow those things that belong to God. That's them. And he said they're going to separate the wheat from the tare when? At the end gathering. Why? Because at the end gathering, that's when you put the harvest where? In the barn.
At the end gathering, you put the harvest in the barn.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Shabbat Shalom, baby. That's true. Look at that. Look at that godly glow. She must be talking about her up here. all right.
Amen.
Thank you, Priya. Appreciate it. Revelations chapter. No. Skip down to verse 36. Skip down to verse 36. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. So go down to Matthew 13 and 36. Amen. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house and his disciples.
See, you notice how Jesus ain't never talking to the world?
Right.
Okay. You know, he always talking to his disciples. One is because it ain't for the world to see this. You know, it's like I showed this brother the end gathering and now he's judging the whole planet like he got it out the book himself. And he didn't. The God of Israel allowed me to see it, my brother to reveal it to me, and I revealed it to him, and now he became the execution of God. Now he's the right hand of God. And I'm like, I'm not here with that. Mm-hmm. Once again, baby, I can't stand you.
Now that I understand.
I can't stand with you.
Amen.
I can't stand for you, and I can't stand you. And we hope and pray that the God of Israel will allow you to stand if the repentance kick in. But we're not here for judging. This is the whole point of the end gathering, that he's the judge.
Amen.
He's the lawgiver.
Amen.
Well, I mean, we ain't even believing what we're teaching. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Amen. Verse 37. He answered and said unto them, I'm going to read verse 36 again. Matthew 13 and 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field.
Yes.
He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed.
He didn't say, wait a minute, you don't understand this. No, the reason being is that this is God. When the disciples come to him, his follower, his sheep, they ask questions. Yeah. Like I asked the question earlier. I'm like, well, why wouldn't Moses marry a Levite? You know, or why Samson chose Philistines? You know, and I'm like, Philistines is like Manute Bol tall. You know what I mean? So what was up with that? You know what I mean? So I asked, well, the questions was put in my head. I used to think that, oh man, you know, and I was thinking and this and I was thinking that, and I realized it was my brother putting it in my head. Well, what about this? And he put it in my mind, and then he said, well, okay, well, what about this? Go look here.
Amen.
And I'm like, oh. And all this time I was thinking of myself till I understood my brother's job. Listen.
Amen.
Some of us need to be baptized again. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Again. All right. Matthew 13 and 37. And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man.
Yes.
The field is the world. The good seed are the children. of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked ones.
See, and the tares are the children of the wicked ones. They the ones that's in the world, but they in the camp. They don't have the fruits of the Spirit. They're not perpetuating the fruits of the Spirit. They full of judgment, and they hate those that are really trying to serve God.
Mm.
And the things that God is dealing with them from.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 39. The enemy that sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels.
There it is. So the angels going to be there. They the reapers, man. They going to clean house for the Lord. When the great white throne appears, the angels going to be there with God.
Amen.
They got a job to do. They there to throw those that are not found worthy into the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end gathering. So I'm like this. Who looking for food? Who in the line? Look at here. I take them sweet potatoes over there. I take them green beans over there. And let me get some of the cornbread. No, man. The last thing on your mind is groceries. The only thing on your mind is how I can get enough of this snot off of my face. Mm-hmm. How I can get enough of these tears off of my face.
Mm-hmm.
Because we going to be boo-hooing.
Boo-hooing,
I mean, we go, he said, and so much, you got to wipe all the tears off our face. If you in a judgment, the last thing you thinking about is food. Think about it like this, you know, and let me bring this back in the room of some of us that's old school that still got discipline. You know what I mean? We got discipline and then made to eat the dinner that sit in front of us. You ever tried to eat while you crying?
I tried it a few times. It just didn't work. And then it
was
mixed
with
saliva.
I don't want this. Pow! Eat that. And you still try to eat, but you crying. It don't work. So please don't tell me it's a feast on the eighth day.
Ooh.
Because ain't no way in the world you're going to be thinking about food.
Ouch. That's right.
You're not thinking about food. Mm-hmm. If you in the great white throne judgment, you not thinking about in the next line, look, I want that slice of cake. Mm-hmm. I want this here. Mm-hmm. I want that there. Da-da-da. This feast is serious. It's supposed to remind us that there is going to be a judgment.
That's right.
That's why we got to keep it. It's solemn, it's serious, it's gruel. It said no decoration, it's glum, it's dark. It ain't about playing.
Nope.
We got a whole lot of feasts to celebrate and do the tears. But that eighth day, he put the brace on all of that and said, you better look at this here, because this is coming. And you better hire you some work so you going to be. And these angels is going to be there to do the work.
To do the work.
Read on.
Amen. Okay. Verse 39.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew 13 and 39 reads, the enemy that sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world.
Oh, my God. And we're going to see the fire. God forbid that we're standing in the judgment. We're going to see the fire like, who next? And somebody you've been following, believing, has been teaching you the word of God, and they look around and you're like, oh, my God, you in the judgment? I'm stuck. Are we listening?
So listening.
Better read your book for yourself. Read it. Read on.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 41, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity.
I never knew you. Ye that work iniquity, depart from me. Boom! And guess what? You're going to see all the whores, all the publicans and the sinners get in the kingdom mm-hmm. with, before your judgmental asset. Ain't nobody having it here, because I understand that when God said, I better pray for myself.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
But if I sit up here and I'm trying to check you and trying to keep you from sinning against God, and you got to remind me of my sins, then you telling me you ain't repenting.
Oh.
And you going to burn for your sins. And I'm going to let you do it.
So we got to be mindful.
I ain't trying to throw no, look, I threw out the, that thing. I threw out that little rescue bubble.
Rescue bubble.
I sent out the rescue boat.
Rescue boat.
But if you refuse sitting up here, you're going to remind me that you ain't this, and I got a bigger boat with them. That's between you and God.
Interesting.
I'm trying to tell you. Read on.
A bigger boat, huh? Verse 42.
Yes.
Matthew 13 and 42. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
There it is.
Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father.
There you go. You're going to get that body.
Let him hear.
There it is. You're going to get that body of fire. That's the tabernacle.
The righteous shine forth.
They're not going to stand in the judgment. Those of us that didn't hear the word of God, or maybe didn't have enough fruit to come up in the first resurrection, they're going to stand in the judgment, and God is going to have mercy on where they at. Long as they come up with some fruit. If you don't have no fruit, that tree is going to the fire. That's all it's fit for. Why would I cut down a fruit tree that's still giving me some kind of fruit? Okay. That tree over there is giving me 1,000 apples. That one there is giving me 100. I'm finna cut that tree down that's giving me 100? No.
No.
What I'm gonna do is cut down that tree that ain't got nothing on it. And that's gonna be my wood for the winter. Are we listening? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go on to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. Revelation 20 and 4. When you receive it, read.
Revelation 20 and verse 4 reads, And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
That's the tabernacles.
Hallelujah.
That's the memorial born of the trumpets.
Hallelujah.
That's the atonement. That's the feast of weeks. Mm-hmm. That's the feast of the first fruit. Mm-hmm. There they are. Right there. We got all them feasts. We can party here and we can lift up God. But this one here isn't one of them.
No.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 5 reads, But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
Look at here, the first, it said 1,000 years. Why? Because he said he gave this man 6 days to work. Why? Because he said the feast is going to last 7 days.
Okay.
There it is. Adam to the sixth day, and you still going to have flesh and blood on the seventh day. But on the eighth day, all flesh is going to be circumcised.
Amen.
Why on the eighth day? Because we got to get ready for the Passover, which is the ninth day. That's the day that God promised Abraham with that bread and wine.
Amen.
We want to sit up here and dog Abraham. Y'all better leave him and Sarah alone. They are nines. They're going to end up in the kingdom of God. They were sealed by the kingdom of God. Nine. Abraham was 99. Sarah was 9. That's the end. There's nothing after 9. You go back to 0. You go back to 1. There's nothing after them. You better leave them alone, boy. Get out their bed. Get out their relationship. And you better work on yours.
Amen. Amen.
And just always remember this. They the children of the East. You're from the West. The West marry the animals. They marry men. And they men marrying men. And they women is marrying women. Mm. And then they're going to judge another man in the East for having more than one wife. Well, I'm not here for that. My thing is that I'm going to try to do the best where I'm at.
Amen.
Leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
They sealed. They are nines. They're going to see God. They're going to see the Father. They're going to come up together. Abraham is going to wake up with Sarah. Isaac is going to wake up with Rebecca. And Jacob is going to wake up with Leah.
That's right.
They all buried in the same tomb. They all going to come up together.
Amen.
They all buried in the same tomb. They going to see God at the exact same time. Don't get it twisted. Leave them folks alone. I'm trying to tell you. I'm not going to keep telling you, but I'm trying to tell you.
Amen.
We sitting up there judging them, and we still got kids out here in this world doing all kind of foolishness.
Children.
Woo! Children. Mm-hmm. Thank you, babe. Where are we?
I just finished 5-6.
Yes, ma'am. Continue.
Amen. Revelation 20:6 reads, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection.
That's the seventh day. Why? Because the seventh day is this. Blessed and holy. It's a holy gathering.
Amen.
Read on.
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such a second death hath no power.
Continue.
But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Yes.
And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison.
Now, after the seventh day, here come the eighth day. Now, Satan is deceiving the flesh. We ain't into that conversation. We into the great white throne, the end gathering, right? Because he said this is the end of the world, right? Skip down to verse 13. No, skip down to verse 10 and continue.
Amen. Revelation 20:10 reads,
yes.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. We're the beast and the false prophet.
For those of us that believe that Satan is already in a pit of hell, well, the scripture just told you he wasn't. He's not. So stop with the fairy tales and let's deal with the logic of the word, right?
Amen.
Continue.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented, day and night forever and ever.
Oh, God, help us. What? So there's going to be a day and night
day
forever and ever?
And night.
But if you're in a lake of fire, you won't even know?
No.
Read on.
Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, and whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them.
So if you come up in a second resurrection and you stand in the great white
Amen.
Throne, you don't even get the chance to see the sun and the moon.
Wow.
You standing in the judgment. You don't even get to see grass.
Wow.
You don't even get to see nothing. Heaven and earth passed away.
Mm-hmm.
If we standing in the great white throne, we get nothing but mercy. That's it. You don't get to look at the sky no more. You don't get to smell the air no more. You don't get to smell water or taste water anymore. You don't get none of that if we don't pass the judgment. Heaven and earth passed away. Heaven is the firmament. That's water.
Amen.
We're listening.
So listening.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 12. Revelation 20:12 reads, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God.
Small and great, that's those of us that, you know, we work at McDonald's and those of us that are corporate heads, right? Okay, CEOs and things like that, PEOs and presidents and kings and things like, yeah, all of them. Read on.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open.
And the books was open. What do you mean books? Look, we're going to have books on how they defile the universe with them contraptions that they call satellites. You're going to have books open how they defile the air and polluted the air and the water and the food and all of them. They're going to be judged for that. Books is going to be open. And then he said this. He said, and then the books is going to be open for all of us that broke those carnal laws, like rob, steal, kill, them too. So those laws are going, everybody's going to be judged for what we pulled out of this planet. Like, for instance, the man that's sitting up there, he's a corporate big head, but he polluting the atmosphere, right? Polluting this whole country so bad that the children is growing up with four arms. The fish got seven eyes. You know, he done polluted the water so much. And he don't give a rat's because he paid. He got money. And he don't care. He's going to keep polluting the water. Well, he going to stand in judgment for that. That's called the books. Then it's those of us that are poor who don't have his money. And we going to rob somebody that's poor like us. Mm-hmm. We going to stand in the judgment for those things. Small and great. I was listening.
So listen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their work.
Now, here we go. Now here come the end of the world. Here come the harvest. The angels are dead. And it's to throw the wicked in, or those that's not fit, into the lake of fire. Right? Right. Let's look at that. Let's go into Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9, because he said the books is open. Right? The dead woke up, and they're going to be judged out of the book. So it ain't just one book, it's books.
That's right.
It's a lot. You know, how we treated the animals, man. Some of us got farms and we corrupting the animals that we're feeding. We're feeding them with so much chemicals that they just falling apart. Mm-hmm. Then we killing cows with sludge hammers. That ain't how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sell you that meat. And that meat is horrifying. You eat it and you wonder why you start tripping, because you just ate that meat that was horrifying.
Right. That's right.
You know, I mean, it's going to be a lot. It's a lot. Stop putting God in our box. Pay attention to everything. If you can look at the world and say, man, God is going to do this and that, that's why it's going to be books.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Read on. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9.
Go to verse 9. Oh, I thought you said 8. Okay. Daniel 7 and 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire.
See, now, here he come.
Amen.
We all want to be like this dude, right? We want to be quoting, he got hair like wool and this, that, and the other, until we stand in front of him and found out we ain't come up in the first resurrection. All of a sudden, he don't look so groovy. All of a sudden, he don't look so like, what up, Pete? Because all of a sudden, he don't have eyes that's red because he burnt a blunt.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes is red because they literally on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't playing. And you done messed around, or we done messed around and offended the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it.
No, we don't.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him, Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened.
They'll go to the same conversation. Let's break this down. Let's first look at that throne that he riding on, right? Okay, let's go in Ezekiel chapter 1. We're going to skip around a little bit because we're dealing with this throne that he's riding on in the great white throne judgment. Because most of us think that he's going to be sitting on this big platform and we're going to be walking up to him. Mm-hmm. No, that is not it. Anybody told you that? You in a for a horrible surprise. We're trying to tell you what not to look for, but what he said he's going to do.
Right.
Right? So Daniel's, let's look at this, Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 4. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Ezekiel 1 and 4 reads, "And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire."
First of all, he's going to appear on fire. That mm-hmm. He's going to come at you like a whirlwind, like a F5 tornado. Wings. Look, on fire. You just waking up from the dead. You're trying to figure this out. You think you in a dream. Why? Because you was dead. And here it is. You got these different people standing next to you. Oh my God, look at you. What are we standing here for? You colored. And okay. You yellow. And why am I here with you? Because I ain't never allowed that happen, these people be around me. And then the black man is like, well, where you come from? I ain't never seen anybody white. Mm. Truth. And then you're going to have that. It's going to be a lot of this. People going to be tripping while they thinking they're in a dream.
Right.
And you are not. You just woke up from the dead.
Mm.
It's going to be hypnotic.
Mm.
It's going to be just that hypnotic. It's going to be a nightmare. One is you're going to be like, where's the heavens at? Where's the grass? Where's the sun and the moon? You're going to be all over the place in your mind. And then you're going to see this come from nowhere. And you're going to be like, oh my God, what is this? This must be a nightmare. No, it's the judgment. That's what it is.
On. Amen. Ezekiel 1 and verse 5. Amen. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living
creatures. You're going to see them too. You're going to see them too. You're like, what the heck is that? And what is that? And what is this? You're going to be just blown back. Your mind is going to be like, one, it's going to be 100% literal and cerebral, because you're going to be able to comprehend everything that's going on, and you're going to try your best not to believe it. And I got bad news, Jack. It's true.
Amen.
It's going to be so true.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, every knee is going to bow. Genghis Khan, amen. Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great, all them dudes, all them cats finna hit the Goliath,
mm-hmm.
all them cats is finna bow. They knees to this. They hitting the ground. You know why?
Why?
Because they see this coming, and they just woke up from the dead.
Mm.
Listening?
So listening.
Read on.
Ezekiel 1 and 5. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings.
Yes.
And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass.
Continue.
And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides.
So all of a sudden the angels ain't riding around with wings and diapers on. They real.
Right.
Okay. They got eyes all over their body. Mm-hmm. We freaking out.
Amen.
We're freaking out. We see this come out of this fire. Mm-hmm. We see this coming at us. Mm-hmm. Right? For one, it's on fire. Two, and it's coming at us. And three, we think we in a dream.
Mm.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 8. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went everyone straight forward.
Skip down a verse. Yeah, keep reading.
Verse 10.
Yes.
As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side. And they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle.
And people saying, why are you reading this? Why are you reading this here? Because one is these are the ones that's going to carry that great white throne judgment. They carrying that white throne. They the ones that got the wheels.
Mm.
You're going to see them. We going to see them if we not fit.
Ooh.
To come up in the first resurrection.
Mm.
So you're not going to say you didn't hear from me.
Amen.
You being served.
Amen.
Because I am one to gossip about this. Because this is something we need to know.
Amen.
This is that you need to know stuff. Amen. This is that we should be in the know stuff.
Amen.
Skip down to verse 13 and continue.
Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 13 reads.
And remember now, he's going to judge everybody from Cain all the way to the last man that died on a planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like I said, Adam and Eve is coming up in the first resurrection. Abel is coming up in the first resurrection. So, Cain is going to get judged and everybody else that's out of that conversation, right? So, it's a whole lot of people. So, this ain't going to take a whole lot of time. So, he got to do this. So it ain't like, you know, well, look at here. Cain, you was told that Ahab, you've been told Pharaoh, you've been told, it ain't gonna be none of that. It's already wrapped. The judgment is. Some of us is teaching, you know, oh, you know what? See, the people didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't know. They going to get taught, and they going to come up. Man, that was, man. Yeah. The judgment is set.
Okay.
They going to be judged according to their works. End of that story. Don't believe that nonsense. Read on.
Amen. Ezekiel 1 and 13 reads, as for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning.
And we're seeing this, right? We come up in the second resurrection, and this is coming at you. The true and living God, yeah, you finna hit your knees. Mm-hmm. Read on.
14.
Yeah.
And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning.
That's why I said his judgment ain't going to take all year. It's gonna be from the end gathering to the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
And he going to clean house. That's what John said. John said, one cometh after me who going to thoroughly clean his house. Thoroughly. That's him.
Okay.
There he is. And he going to do it with the speed of light.
Amen.
So it ain't going to be no long drawn out thing. It's going to be something that's going to be happening so fast. You ain't going to even have time to even consider trying to get up out of it. The only thing you're going to have time to do is fall on your knees and hope and pray that he'll have mercy on you, even though the judgment is set.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 15 reads, "Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one will upon the earth."
There go the wheels. Read on.
"One will upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces." Then, the appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
That's it. And he said lightning is popping up out of that. Wow. Along with the fact that it's a big time tornado.
Wow.
Any moving with the speed of light. Mm-hmm. And you just woke up from the dead. Mm-hmm. And you think we think we're dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Jesus.
This is going to be a nightmare above every nightmare you think you ever had. God forbid any of us should be there. But because the law is written, some of us are not coming up in the first resurrection.
Jesus.
That's just a fact. Skip down to verse 25 and read to the 28.
Amen. Ezekiel 1 and 25.
Yes, ma'am. This is why we call them the great white throne. Read on.
Amen.
Ezekiel just gave us a little detail. Read on.
Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 25 reads, "And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne."
There it is. And?
"As the appearance of a sapphire stone."
White. There it is. Read on.
"And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it."
There he is, the Son of Man, with the hair like wool and eyes like fire.
Amen.
There he is. Read on.
Verse 27. "And I saw the color of amber as the appearance of a fire round about within it."
Because Moses said, "The Lord our God is a consuming fire." There it is. Not only do you see these angels busting on fire and tornadoes, but you see this dude coming off this throne and he on fire. Mm-hmm. You got a no-win situation. The only thing you got coming is mercy or no.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Read on.
27. "And I saw the color of amber as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins, even upward. And from the appearance of his loins, even downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that's faith."
He said, "When I saw it, I fell up. Every knee is going to bow."
That's right. Amen.
Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Mm. Every knee is going to bow.
Amen.
So, look, we got all these other feasts. We can do whatever, you know, party and, you know, turn it up. But this one here,
mm-mm.
This is that one that the Lord give us that reason for pause.
Amen.
This is the one that make you check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Amen.
All right, let's look at that. Let's go into Daniel's chapter 7. Let's pick it back up at 9. We're going to be in and out Daniel's, right? Because Daniel saw a lot. And a lot of the prophets is in agreement with Daniel on this, right? So we're going to look at some of their conversations. So let's go into Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Daniel 7 and 9 reads.
Yes.
There we go. "I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire.
Now we've seen what he looked like. It's on a tornado with some dudes with four faces.
Mm-hmm.
And they moving with the speed of light.
Light.
And they ain't playing. They have one thing. They have one job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the judge to bring this king, bring his rod over every being that ever lived from Adam to the last man standing. And they ain't playing. They got a job to do. So this ain't going to be quick. It ain't like this going to be real swift. It ain't like you're going to be like in a judge, you know, like, excuse me, Mr. Daniels, come up, please. Oh, hell no. It ain't even going to be that. He going to be like, that judge is going to be like, oh, no. He going to be, he going to be getting it. Or he going to be grabbing gears. He going to be in, he going to do, he going to be moving at the speed of light. And think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The speed of light may come alpha because light had to catch up with him. Ooh, I'll be thinking about this. Yeah, we playing with this, with the Most High. Read on.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Daniel 7 and 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened.
Now, it said a fiery stream issued from before him. Let's look at that, right? Let's go into Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 1.
Amen.
Isaiah 30 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 30.
Yes.
And verse 1 reads, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin.
Oh, we better be so careful. He said, woe to the rebellious children. Now, we want to look at them like those that's rebelling against the commandments, those that's bent on eating unclean, those of us that's bent on sinning. No, man, the rebellious children are those that you try to warn them from themselves. They are those who you say, look, stop judging people or else you're going to stand in the judgment. Because you think you in a place of judgment, not considering yourself.
Hmm.
Like I heard this one brother say, you know, what'd he say? I ain't even touched that madness. I'm going to leave that alone. All I know is that the Lord said, you better restore such a one with the spirit of meekness, considering yourself.
Amen.
Lest you also be tempted.
Amen.
Anyway, skip down to verse 8 and continue.
Amen. Isaiah 30 and 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever.
Juggle them books.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 9. That this is a rebellious people. Lying children. Children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
They gonna stand in the judgment. That's them. They're gonna stand. They got the wrong covering on. They covered in lies. They covered in deceit. Let's look at that. Go into Matthew chapter 22 and 12. One verse. Matthew 22 and 12 when you receive it, read. We're coming back to this 30. Read that one verse.
Matthew chapter 22 and verse 12.
Says, yes.
And he saith unto him, friend, how comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment?
Wait a minute. He ain't talking to anybody. He's talking to somebody that's supposed to have on the right garments. And we don't. We sitting up here saying, Where's your garments at, my man? How you here? Friend, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
My blood is over you. What's wrong with this picture? But we want to be judging people, and we're going to find out that Most High would say, ah, I never knew you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I never knew you. We fed the hungry. We preached to a million people. We did this. We did that. Oh my God. What have you?
We had conferences.
We had one Bible series after another. And he gonna say, I never knew you.
That is something you don't want to hear.
No, sir. Don't want to hear.
Don't want to hear.
Let's go back to Isaiah.
Okay.
Let's pick it up at verse chapter 30 and 27. And I tell you what, baby. Read that for me.
Well, baby.
Pick it up at 30 and 27. I'm going to get this here.
Okay. Isaiah 30 and verse 27 reads, Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sleeve of vanity, and there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. Ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said, man, his burden is heavy. Why? Because he got to judge the whole creation.
Okay.
And he said, it's going to be a solemn assembly. Mm-hmm. Are we listening? There it is. They go to the in-gathering right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming from far. What do you mean? From the end of the cosmos, Jack. He's coming from far. He's going to judge the people where he said he's going to judge them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the end of it.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 28?
I think so. I wasn't here.
I read all the way down to 29. I think. Yeah, I read to 29. So you want me to go to 30?
Read that. The 27 again.
You want me to read it again?
Yes.
So 27 reads, Isaiah 30 and 27, Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far.
See, and it ain't going to be like we call it, you know, Jesus, Yahweh Shai, Yehuda, any of that nonsense. It's going to be after the speech of the Chesedics. We ain't never heard that. You know why? Because there's no lineage on the planet called the Chesedek. Some of us are sitting up here saying, oh, they are the seed of Shem. Find it. Show me scriptures. No, man. He coming from way above heaven, and he ain't playing. His burden is heavy because he got to judge everyone from Cain to the last man in this 21st century. Read on.
Amen. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire.
Didn't we just read that he is a consuming fire? He's going to have fire from his loins up and downward. So not only are the angels on fire and they moving with the speed of light, he's on fire and he PO'd.
Mm.
He ain't just, I mean, he like really... Like, I got to, man, listen, y'all making me work. That's the first reason why he PO. He got to work. He didn't create us to work. He created us so he can have more of us. But when we sinned against God, now he got to go to work. And what do you mean he had to go to work? He had to get up on that cross and he had to put in work. And he is not really feeling anybody that took his work for light and then going to take the work that he did for granted and going to judge other people that he died for granted. Oh, no, he is upset. He is on fire, and he is so P.O. We on.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 28, and his breath, as an overflowing stream, shall reach to the midst of the neck.
Yes.
To shift the nations with the sleeve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. Ye shall have a song, as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept.
There it is. That's the eighth day. There go that solemn assembly right there. And it's going to be songs. Why? Because remember now, he said the angels, the ministering spirits is going to be ministering on to him. They're going to be singing. Amen. The whole while, like they singing in heaven right now. They're going to be singing at the great white throne judgment. When we wake up, God forbid, if we wake up in the eighth day, hopefully we all wake up in the first resurrection. But if we wake up in the eighth day, this is going to be hypnotic. You know why? Because we ain't never heard this song. It's going to be yet so beautiful and so unbelieving at the same time.
Amen.
Read on.
Okay. And overflowing stream shall reach the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sleeve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. 29. You shall have a song, as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel.
Come on.
And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm.
So that's how he wrote the tables of stone. We, you know, with the finger of what?
Lightning down fire. Of his arm.
The book, in the law, it said a finger of fire, but here it said lightning.
Lightning.
Are we listening?
Yes, sir.
See? That's why I say to my brothers and sisters, don't be ear hustling. Don't be jacking scriptures. Mm-mm. Go read the book for yourself.
That's right.
Don't be one of them. Read the book for yourself. Make sure you got this thing for yourself. Make sure you understand this. Don't be jacking scripts, man. You see somebody, oh, man, I like that. I'm going to put that in my lesson. You know what? I did a lesson like 5 times, and I'm going to add this into my lesson. I was just going to do a lesson off of this, and I'm going to do another lesson on this lesson, and I'm going to do another lesson on this lesson, and I'm, you know, like, what has God gave you that you're supposed to be even teaching? If everything that fall out of somebody else's mouth, you got to teach it. And then you don't teach it in deliverance and setting people free. You're teaching it in judgment like you the big guy, like you got something that they don't. Not realizing that you are more accountable what you have. So we better be about that peace.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 30. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. For though the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down with smote, which smote with a rod.
Uh-huh.
For though the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, okay, with smote with a rod, and in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps, and in the battles of shaking while he fights with it.
Continue.
For Topet is ordained of old. Yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doeth kindle it.
So the lake of fire got a name.
Topheth.
It's called Topheth.
Okay.
And he said, his breath kindled it. That's what Daniel saw.
Okay.
He said, out of his mouth came forth a stream of fire. There it is. Isaiah and Daniel is having the same conversation, but they're getting different points of views from it. You see, so they both see the same thing taking place. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah 33 and 13. Isaiah 33 and 13, when you receive it, read.
33 and 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I ain't studying that.
No, what?
No.
What did I tell you about that?
I told
no,
you.
What?
Well, all
no, that,
moving
that,
on.
Isaiah 33 and what?
13.
Mm-mm. Isaiah 33 and 13. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and yea, that are near.
And
acknowledge that, my might.
Look at here. You that is far, that's those that don't know God. And you hear this and you're like, man, that old God business and whatnot. He said, you better acknowledge this. I'm not playing with it.
That's right.
And those that supposed to, you that supposed to know him,
mm-hmm.
you better recognize I am not playing with this.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Verse 14. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burning?
Look at here. He said the hypocrites is going to be what? Who among us is going to dwell in the devouring fire? Who among us is going to be dwelling in that flame? Are we listening?
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 15. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despises the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hand from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil.
Read on.
He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His water shall be sure.
See, those of us that end up in a lake of fire, you're going to be hungry and thirsty. That's another conversation we finna get into. Read on.
Amen. 17. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off.
Come on.
Thy heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counteth the talents? Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive.
Come on.
Of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand.
We all see this. Israelites understand what I'm saying right now. Read on.
Verse 20.
Yes.
Look upon Zion, the city of our solemn trees. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation. A tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed. Neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken.
Okay, now, for those of us just listening to the sound of living water, you're going to have to end that conversation here. Those of us just listening on Facebook or watching on Facebook, we going to keep this going. Amen?
Amen.
So.
Amen. You're just not
going to
let that keep.
This.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yep.
I see. So.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible. from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.